Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
Now, that don't mean that we physically left this earth, that we're physically floating around up there. What he's doing, he's making an analogy to your spiritual authority that you have on this earth. In other words, the same authority that Jesus Christ has ruling and reigning from heaven is the same authority. Now, just don't let this blow your mind. It's the same authority that you have to rule and reign on this earth. Woo! The Bible says that we will reign in life as kings. In other words, the devil can no longer lord over your life. But if you don't know your authority and use your authority and take your authority against the devil and his evil forces, then the devil will try to run over you. Remember, don't go looking for the devil. There'll be enough of them looking for you. But when you come face to face with him or realize or recognize that he's trying to get involved in your affairs, then it's up to you and you alone to bind him. Ephesians chapter 6, another scripture we're familiar with. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, Paul said these words, "Finally, my brethren, be strong." In other words, finally, in other words, above all else, listen to me, boys, is what he's saying. Wait a minute, I'm writing you a letter, but listen to me. He said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Why do you want me to do that, Paul? He said, "Put on the whole armor of God." Why do you want me to do that, Paul? He answers the question, "That you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks, deceptions, the temptations, and everything he's got to throw at you of the devil." He said, "You will stand." He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." For he says here that we're in a wrestling match. We're in opposition. There's an opposing force to the kingdom of God that's working through you. Where is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is within you. And you and I go about a establishing the kingdom that's inside of us in this earth. We get other people born again and they begin to experience the kingdom of God and its benefits in our life. But there is an opposing force, and we're not blowing him up or building him up, but it's the devil and demons and evil forces that don't want you to be a success in life. But if you will understand your spiritual authority and recognize that you've been raised up together and you've been made sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, I'm here to tell you, you have the spiritual authority that Jesus Christ has. Said, "Brother Randy, how do you know this?" Well, when Pastor was saying this, and I've shared it before, I'll say it again. My son was born February of 1993. And when he was born, February the 8th at 2:55 p.m., because I was there, you understand? And I was there when he was born. I didn't know the doctor was going to talk. They didn't tell me all this before I went in there, you know. But I cut the umbilical cord on the baby, and they had me cleaning him up. I thought, my God, that's what we're paying y'all for, you understand? And y'all in here working me. You know, y'all supposed to do this. I mean, he's bouncing and everything, and everybody always asked me, said, "Brother Randy, what's the first thing you thought about your son when you saw him?" My first thing I thought is, he sure got a big old mouth. And mama said he took after his daddy. You understand? So, but that's what I thought, because he was just wide open. I mean, he was whining and complaining because he had to come into this world. And I don't blame him. Unless you got Jesus, you understand? Now, if you got Jesus, you're going to make it all right. God's going to help you. You don't have to be sad and depressed. You're going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. But I'm here to tell you, that's why a squall of leaving. You understand? Squall of coming. I'll tell you, I'm going to shout a leaving when we get ready to go. But there's much work to be done. You understand? But of course, we know that Jesus Christ could come back, but he said, "Occupy till I come." In other words, be busy when he comes. You understand? I'm going to be flat dab spack in the middle. If I'm out there digging a hole for Freedom Development Center or Loving Care Children's Center with a shovel, by the way, I still do those kind of things. You understand? I do. Why? Till I get the staff and people available to do it? Yes, I'll do anything. I'm not above and beyond anything. I clean the commodes around the office. Woo! Keeps you humble sometimes. I'll tell you. But I'm here to tell you, I've recognized and realized my authority. But when my son was born, for about 3 hours, he looked perfectly healthy and normal. You know, everybody's ooh and ah, and grandmama's aunts and your uncles, daddies, and everybody, you know. And so they take him in there, and about 3 hours later, this doctor came, got me, and he said to me, he said, "Mr. Greer," he said, "I need to talk to you with your wife. She's still in the recovery room." And I said, "Yes, sir." And of course, my mother's standing there wringing her hands. "Oh, God, something wrong with the baby." I said, "Mama, please shut up. Excuse me. Because she's going to fall apart right there. We don't need anybody to fall apart now. We need somebody that knows their spiritual authority." And I love my mama, don't get me wrong. understand, but I mean, it was my son's life in danger, and I don't need no doubt and unbelief. I need somebody that knows who they are, because death is trying to grip my little boy. But I know that I got authority over death. Uh-huh. And I wasn't going to let the devil kill my baby. Uh-huh. Not me. Uh-huh. I'd have died with him. Woo! Why? Because I had a hold to the horns of the altar. But if you didn't know what I know, you couldn't have done it. You couldn't have done it. And I'm not blowing me up. God taught me these things. He knew that when you get out here on the front line that you're going to be a target for the devil. Everybody said, I'd like to do what Brother Red is doing. You don't know. I'm telling you, you don't know. Brother, people can't even work in my office that are not walking with God. The devil will knock them flat out. They can't make it 3 hours before they commit and want to commit suicide. Because the devil's all the time. And they don't know who they are. And so we can't take some immature person and put them in our offices. I learned that the hard way. Yeah, firebombs and everything else. They tried to blow us up. Woo! Said, Brother Randy, we want to help you out. Come on. We want to help you from a distance, so, okay? Yeah, you understand? Glory to God. But our spiritual authority, and if you recognize and understand your spiritual authority, then it will place you in a position that the devil cannot run over you and take from you what belongs to you. And I'm here to tell you lately, and I'm not blowing the devil up, but brother, I've had to operate in this, and I'm telling you, in the last 3 months like I hadn't had to operate in my entire ministry. Brother, when you start out doing a children's center and freedom development center and things like that, the devil don't want you to do anything like that. Had employees, we just had to flat let them go because they wouldn't get in there and pray with us. They wouldn't get in there and believe God. They wouldn't grow up and wouldn't mature. And the devil flat knock them out. Want to jump on me and other staff in the office? And I can whoop them if I want to. Because the Bible says confess your sins, you understand? You know, some of that old man's still there. You know, he ain't buried yet. His flesh is still here. You know, some of that old Randy tries to get up every now and then. Of course, David, he's more mild than me. Can thank God for him. You know, he's an administrator. He kind of holds me down sometimes. I said, bless God, I'll help God straighten him out. We'll just straighten him out right here. You understand? They're going to whoop me, you know, talking about doing this and that and the other. We'll just take them out in the street right here. We'll clear this place out. You understand? Excuse me. You know, and I know I'm a preacher, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to yield to that. But the temptation is great. I'll guarantee you it is great. And so if you don't know your spiritual authority, you will be doing it. I'm telling you. It wasn't too long ago when we started doing some of these projects that I had an opposition with my dad. My dad has, and I have never had a cross word in my life till he started to come and try to help me in the ministry. The moment he started to come trying to help me in the ministry, he went berserk and hit me upside the head with two before. Excuse me. I mean, I'm telling you where the rubber meets the road. I mean, I'm not sugarcoating nothing. And then my daddy came back to me, you know, about a month later when he come to himself and said, son, I apologize, just crying and weeping. I said, Daddy, I knew it wasn't you. I knew it wasn't you. I said, it's the devil. It was the devil. He jumped on me. So you can be a Christian. Excuse me. You can be a Christian and be influenced by the devil if you don't watch it. Peter walked with Jesus every single day. And when Jesus began to tell him the plan of God about what he was supposed to do, you know what Peter did? He took him in and began to tell him, no, Lord, you ain't going to do that. And Jesus turned around to Peter and said, get thee behind me. I rebuke thee, Satan, get behind me. For thou savest not the things be of God, but the things be of men. Isn't that right? So you have to watch who you deal with. But my son, you know, when he was born, and then he had all these problems, you know, what they call medical science calls birth defects, and we're not going to all of them, but he had a bunch of them that they said. And he said that he'll never run, jump, play, be normal, or any like a little child or anything, and they was going to do surgery. But one thing that was wrong is his rectum wouldn't open when he was born. I'm not trying to be vulgar. Just, you know, there's other names for it, but it's so medically, if you weren't a nurse or a doctor, you wouldn't understand the term. So just put it where you can understand it. You understand? And everything was there, but it wouldn't open. And there were some other things that wouldn't complete, wouldn't there. But and then they operated on him, and for about, about 6 or 8 maybe hours, he was fine. And I was sitting there, and they had him, not because he was premature or a preemie baby or anything. They had him in one of these incubators, you know, warm-up deals and all that. And I was standing there beside him. They had him hooked to all these wires, and all of a sudden, all these whistles and bells started going off. When they did, I realized, I recognized from being around all these babies in what they call high-risk nursery, He was at the Columbus Regional Hospital, which is a regional area for all the high-risk babies. That's where they fly them into, and everything around it was already there. And that's where we used that hospital to start with, not for any other reason. It was just convenient, you know, and that's what our doctor used. And so when the bells went off, I'm standing right there.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.